Welcome to the podcast, Just Saying. My name is Joe McCormick. I'm your host. In this week's episode, I'm going to give you three lies about collaboration that we tell ourselves. If you're new to the podcast, I'm super happy that you're here. If you've been here before, please spread the word. Give us a good review. We are in our eighth season helping people become clear and concise communicators, creating an elite communication standard. The podcast is all for you to do that. It's based on three books that I've written. Brief, Make a Bigger Impact by Saying Less, 2014. It was 10 years ago. 5 years ago, Noise, Living and Leading When Nobody Can Focus. In an upcoming book called Quiet Works, Making Silence the Secret Ingredient of the Workday. And those books form a trilogy. All together help you become a clear thinker, a clear and concise communicator, an effective professional. Right? You play at a different level. And one of the things that I'm tackling a lot in this podcast is just the nature and the evolution of work, how we work. And we tell ourselves lies, a lot of lies, and we don't even think about it because we're too busy doing things to actually think about what assumptions and falsehoods and conclusions we've consciously or subconsciously given into, assumed, concluded, without really thinking about deeply. And one of those is collaboration, is working together. And I'll just give you the quick executive summary of this entire podcast up front, so you know the point that I'm trying to make, is that we have three big lies about collaboration. And we believe overall that the only way to work is working together, collaborating. And we think falsely that it generates inspiration, innovation. It drives unity of effort, gets everybody in sync, and that technology is always needed. Those are the three lies. Now, my ending is an aphorism, but I'll get that. I'll share that with you at the end because that's a nice little handoff or send-off that I always do at the end of this podcast. But you want to start to think about how well people work and how you really want people to work better together. You know, if you've got a team, you work in a nonprofit, you got an organization, a company, you got a lot of people that are working on things, it's a project, whatever it might be. Well, naturally, whether you're the leader or part of the team, you want people to work better together. Who doesn't? You don't want people fighting with each other. You don't want people stuck in meetings. You don't want people getting confused. You don't want delays. You don't want disagreement. You don't want tension. Communication causes a ton of that. Obviously, we want to find better ways to work together, better ways to collaborate. Well, my line is, if you really want to work better together, make sure you let people work alone. I'll say that again. And this is my quote. If you really want to work better together, make sure you let people work alone. Why? Because there's some work that needs to be done alone, best done alone. And there's some work that needs to be done with other people. And the big lie that encompasses all the three ones that I want to talk about in this podcast is that the only way I work is with other people. Collaboration is the default. I go to work and I collaborate. And then I go home. And even when I'm home, I'm collaborating. Even before I go to work, I'm collaborating. But the question is that the only way to work? Well, obviously, you're not going to tell all your workers, stop talking for the whole day because you got to get stuff done and you need people to do that. But the question is just, where does time alone fit in with collaboration? And in the modern workplace, it really doesn't. It doesn't fit in. There's no time for it. There's no place for it. And this is one of the reasons why when I started the Sheffield Company 18 years ago, I started a marketing agency that was really focused on the value of clear and concise communication and core narratives to help really simplify and improve the power of how organizations communicated. That business evolved into the Brief Lab, where we started teaching people communication principles and practices. And a new business unit that's a companion to the Brief Lab is called the Quiet Workplace, which is around the principles and practices of working alone and quiet, without distraction, without disruption, without noise. How do you do that? And that vision, if you want more information on that, you just go to thequietworkplace.com, and you can read some essays and watch some videos, and you can start to see an evolving business out of that that's going to take shape really powerfully after the book is released this fall in October, the book Quiet Works, which I was really excited to write because it really starts to get at, like, okay, what is the value of collaboration without quiet? And the answer is, it's chaos. It's just chaos. It's thoughtless work. When do you think at work alone? The answer is, I don't have a place to think. I don't have time to think. I just work. And there's different types of work. There's working together and there's working alone. So what are the lies that we tell ourselves? Well, to work is always collaborating. Well, let's break that down in those three categories, which I said earlier. The first lie, falsehood, is it inspires and invites innovation. Like, oh my gosh, get a bunch of people together at the water cooler. And, you know, Mario's going to talk to, you know, Sandy, and they're going to come up with this breakthrough idea, and we're going to buy a company, and we're going to launch this new product because we're all together and we're collaborating all day long. And it together, you know, we're going to create breakthroughs. And the research tells you the opposite. The research tells you that a lot of the best ideas come from people like taking a shower, go for a walk on the commutes to work alone, actually. Time to think about stuff where it just pops in where there's no distractions. Because you can't have a sustained thought for more than 5 minutes before somebody comes by and says, you got a minute? And then you're changing your line of thought. So you can't even finish the song before somebody starts a new one. Well, where's that innovation going to come from? You know, are you really generating inspiration and breakthroughs in all these brainstorms that you never have? No. Right? So that's the first lie. The second lie is that working together, collaborating all the time, is what drives a unity of effort. We're all in sync because we're all in the same place and we're all working on the same thing with a common goal. We're one team and one vision and one effort. And yeah, no. It's, if you look at the typical workplace, there's no design. It's unstructured collaboration. Even I would call unstructured collaboration as a bunch of people together. I don't know what you're working on. You don't know what I'm working on. My deadlines are different than your deadlines. And I'm thinking while you're talking and somebody comes and interrupts me is unstructured collaboration. And then you have something called structured collaboration, which is not much better. People call a meeting and they're supposed to get together for it. And there's no common purpose. There's no agenda. There's no cohesion. Even structured collaboration breaks down. And none of it's really terribly good because there isn't a lot of thought behind it. It doesn't unify the effort. It actually divides, in many cases, it divides the effort. I'm not saying that collaboration's bad. I'm just saying these are lies that we tell ourselves about collaboration. And the big one is, it's the only way to work is working together. Everybody at the same place, everybody online. And the last lie is that it requires technology, that we're online 24/7. You know, messaging, Microsoft Teams, Slack channels, Zoom, go, email, I'm plugged in, I can't work without a computer. I need a computer, I can't work, I need a computer. I have to have monitors and screens. I can't work without them. And I gotta be plugged in, I can't be offline for a minute. I mean, I gotta be online. That's a huge lie. They're all connected. Okay, they're all connected. That you're gonna get everybody together and have a breakthrough idea and collaboration, and everybody's together and they're gonna be in sync and they're gonna be all one for all. And that technology is going to fuel the whole thing and everybody's going to just be in sync and like linked and online and, you know, one network thought. And these are lies. And we fall prey to them because we show up to work and we start collaborating and we're looking for the next breakthrough idea, but it gets become more and more confusing and unclear and cloudy and everybody isn't on the same page, and we keep on calling sync meetings to get everybody on the same page, but nobody's ever in sync, and there's delays, and then we're always hoping, dreaming, and expecting technology to make everybody, you know, linked up in one moment across the whole enterprise, and everybody's just technology is the answer. And I'm not saying that these innovation can't happen in a brainstorm. Absolutely can. I'm not saying that being together can't unify you. And I'm not saying that technology is not effective. I'm saying that we're hoping too much is going to come from collaboration. And we're undervaluing the time that quiet has of working alone toward those three things. What am I talking about? Innovation. I mean, how much time are you thinking about your organization, your goals, your challenges, your weaknesses, your strengths? How much time are you reading about industry trends, position papers? How much time are you critiquing project failures or goals that you're setting in a very deliberate, thoughtful way without distraction? Doing what Cal Newport calls deep work, in a place and in a moment devoid of distractions for a sustained amount of time. How much thought are you doing at work? Well, the work environment isn't conducive to that. So I can't even think about it to bring that idea to bear in when I come together as a team, because I haven't had a time to breathe, let alone think. I mean, this is a quote that I heard from a guy. He's like, you know, I don't have time to think at work. Well, if you don't have time to think and work, how are you going to create, you know, these innovations and these breakthroughs through collaboration? You're not. It's going to be chaos theory. It's going to be a lot of noise, right? A lot of noise. The second thing is just like unity of effort and getting everybody in sync. I mean, those things can happen. But if you're not using quiet time to think about, okay, who knows what, when, who, what's the frequency of contact and the right level of information and the right, in the right connection to a person. Like every time somebody communicates and collaborates, if there's no preparation done prior to that, how is it going to make people synchronized? I got to think a lot. I got to prepare a lot for those updates, for those meetings, for those briefings, for those sync sessions. And oftentimes people don't even have any time to prepare for it. They just show up and they're no more synced at the end than they were at the beginning. They're out of sync the whole time. As soon as they walk out the door, they're out of sync. So that's a missed opportunity because there's no prep and quiet alone. And the last one is technology. I mean, can you actually get work done by unplugging? I mean, heaven forbid somebody can actually shut their computer down for 15 minutes and think about something without be connecting to email, a message, a meeting invite. No, I got to be staring at my computer all day in email to get work done. I can't unplug. I could never go off the grid for a half hour or an hour. So somebody might call me. It might be an emergency. And these all tend to be these bigger lies that we fall into about the value of pure collaboration without time alone. And that's, for me, the bigger issue, which is how does collaboration coexist with concentration? How does time alone drive better time together? And I'm going to go back to the quote that I started with, which is, sorry to quote myself, but, you know, I spent time in quiet to prepare this podcast, and I came up with my own personal, you know, aphorism, which is, if you really want to work better together, make sure you let people work alone. There's truth in that. Are you giving your people enough time to work alone without distractions, without disruptions? Are you giving them the permission? Are you treating that time alone as a luxury? It's not a luxury, it's a necessity. You got to think before you say something. You got to think before you write something. That communication is going to drive action. Well, if it's not thoughtful, the communication is going to be poor and the action is going to be misguided. That's why collaboration doesn't really work the way you want it to work. Something to think about is the connection between concentration, time alone, in collaboration, time together. They work hand in hand. It's a pairing. Quiet drives brief. Brief drives quiet. It works like that, hand in hand. So here's an aphorism from me to you. We can do our best work together when we start working better alone. Just saying.